Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were mixed here today. We had corn and wheat futures both trading in the red. Corn down 7 to 8, wheat down 2 to 3. But beans closed just slightly positive, up 5 or so cents in November beans. We are the beneficiary of a rainfall over the weekend, which really helped. We're starting to see kind of a reversal of the drought here as the driest and hottest parts, normally the driest and hottest parts anyway, are starting to get rainfall at the end of the kind of the rainy season here. So that's a good thing starting out the summer with the rain we've received. There's been areas 8, 9, 10 inches of rainfall here in the southern plains in some of the areas which were the driest. So overall, that's a good picture. The grain belt or the Midwest here where corn and beans are grown in Iowa, they've also received beneficial rain over the weekend, which makes them near perfect growing conditions, which we'll see reflected on that crop progress and condition report here this afternoon. But hedge funds here are still a little bit long corn and beans. Now they're a little bit short wheat after this big sell-off, so they might continue to be a driver here. And, of course, Wednesday we've got a big monthly USDA report, which we'll be watching and will drive the market a little bit as well. And then there's a high ridge discussion here for the middle to late part of June, suppressing rainfall for that time frame.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
This afternoon's grain crop progress report has a few things we're expecting. We're expecting the bean good to excellent category for the first report to be 70% or so good to excellent. Corn 78 to 80%. So we're going to improve in the corn conditions. And really just a reflection of the perfect growing conditions early on here in the Midwest. And then we've got Wednesday's big report, which will show us the newest breakdown of carryouts, et cetera, for 13-14. And then the 14-15, we're expecting wheat to be a bit higher than the USDA last month for 547 million bushels. For corn, also higher than the 13-14, but a little bit lower than the USDA at 1.709 million bushels, and partially because of the lower prices increasing demand. And then for soybeans, they're lowering it, or the estimates are lower than what the USDA predicted for 14-15. They're lowering it to 319 million bushels. That's lower than the 330 the USDA has previously said. But we're so much higher than where we were in the 13-14. This year's bean carryouts 127 million bushels, which is extremely tight. So we're going to more than double it next year due to the fact that we've had all these additional acres and up to this point, pretty good growing conditions.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, at June live cattle up 270 at 142.82. August up 197 at 143.27. August feeder cattle up the $3 limit at 203.52. September also up $3 at 203.87. June lean hogs down 27 at 114.30. In the grains, July Kansas City wheat closing down 1 3/4 at 733 3/4. September down 3.5 at 736 3/4. July Chicago wheat down 5 3/4 at 612 1/2. September down 5.5 at 624 3/4. July corn down 8 at 451. September down 8 3/4 at 447 1/2. July soybean steady at 1457. August down 6.5 at 1394 1/2. And July cotton down 23 at 84.55. October down 52 at 76.98. That's your market review on the Radio Oklahoma Network.